1776 today.
Did anybody nail the score? We'll let you know. Somebody's headed to Miami. Two teams, in fact. A lot of you called in last week to participate, but did anybody take home the big fat prize? We'll tell you at the end of this hour here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, whatever you did. Maybe you went to see Avatar. It topped the box office again. You know, this is, let's see, six straight weeks. Somebody likes watching the blue people. I said maybe it was Wednesday. No, maybe it was Thursday. We talked about sci-fi pictures, and sci-fi is a broad term, but what were the best all-time sci-fi pictures ever made? Avatar loosely falls into that category. Speaking of sci-fi, oh, how I wish it was. Bin Laden apparently opening his trap, talking about future bombings, and then applauding Abdullah Muttalib and his efforts to try to blow up a airliner headed in to Detroit. Do you see those numbers now on the Obama administration? Boy, between what's happened with the economy, especially with the banks and the bailouts and then the bonuses flung in our face, I think a little bit about airline security, but certainly health care reform. In the latest Gallup poll, in checking the numbers for job approval, which is what all the people around the president care about, because they're playing for another 4 years. They want another 4 years. Will Barack Obama get that 4 years? Down, down, down. We're talking like 48%. You know, these are daily numbers, so they obviously change from day to day. But an indicator, I think, of what's been going on lately out of from the White House with the agenda, particularly like I mentioned, when it comes to the economy and health care reform, certainly. And then the other shoe to drop is Ben Bernanke might not get approval, so he might not be the Federal Reserve Chairman. All right, we got a couple here right at the top. You can throw in your two at 800-259-5791. Fair game. You think Obama, 1 year and counting, you think his team playing for another four, is he going to be the third in a row 8-year president? Is he going to get another term? Tomas in Michigan, you get to chime in first. How are you?
Well, you know, I just think that everyone has to recognize in sports that no team is as great as the Detroit Lions, because anybody can go to
listen, oh, don't even try to sell me that bill of goods, except for that Barry Sanders was one of the most exciting players that I ever watched play live a couple of times, and he was smart enough to bail when he realized no team that he was on was ever going to take him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was an incredible game. You know, Either way it went, the fans are going to get mad at the refs for something, you know, and who knows if a field goal would have been missed or not, you know, and I'm sure Brett Favre fans, they probably suffered, but that was some hard hitting. I mean, that was just some outstanding play.
It was an outstanding football game, absolutely, yeah. There's some disappointed and hurt and upset fans out there, I think, but it was a good football game. It was the best football game I think we saw in the whole playoffs.
You know, I think you should send out a an audio hug to your producer.
I know, it's rough.
but his team lost today, and another team that's losing is Obama's team. Apparently,
big time they're losing. Yes.
Yeah, I think the Washington Post now is retracting their support for trying the Christmas bomber, the underwear guy, as a criminal case because, of course, Osama bin Laden has said that, you know, he was involved in the planning.
Right, right.
You can't call that terrorism. I don't know what you're going to call terrorism.
Right? I agree.
It's like the devil coming, you know, up from the ground and saying, yeah, I made Tomas say that. You know, what are you going to do? So anyway, I'd like to hear maybe some of your sports commentary, since, you know, that's your, you know, forte for you for so many years. And mm-hmm. it was two pretty good games today.
I will be talking about it, yes.
Okay, see you later, Kay.
All right, thanks, Tomas. Good deal. I will be giving you my my thoughts on the games. I watched both games, and I'll tell you what I thought about them at the end of the hour. It was rough, however, on one side. You know, there are a million sports cliches. There are. In fact, I've got a book of them somewhere that a friend of mine sent me, and it's just loaded with them. I mean, you think of any sport, just loaded with them. You know, it's not over till it's over. Whatever. Put the biscuit in the basket. Put the biscuit in the net. There's a million of them. And this one, you know, somebody had to lose, somebody had to win. It's too bad. Because the theme in the NFC game especially, either way, there were good storylines. But, and talking about two teams that hadn't won a Super Bowl, and, of course, the Saints not going. So we'll get to it, like I said, at the end of the hour. Before we take some more calls, 800-259-5791, a couple of other quick things to mention. A TSA worker, boy, you see these words, fired. A TSA worker was fired after pulling a prank on a student at the airport. Oh, thank goodness, somebody must be watching. Here's what happened. The college student was coming, returning to school after winter break, and he got pranked on big time. He pretended to plant a plastic bag of white powder in her carry-on luggage. Boy, and this girl, Rebecca Solomon, her name is, she wrote a column in her campus newspaper. She was having her bag screened before her flight to Detroit when the TSA guy stopped her, reached into her laptop computer bag, pulled out a plastic bag, demanding to know where she got the powder. And he was just joking. I guess it got so heavy for her, tears started streaming down her face, and she started to plead with him that she had never seen the baggie before. And then a short time after that, he started to smile, and he said it was his, and he waved the baggie at her and said, "I was just kidding." What kind of doofus does, what kind of idiot does that? Are you kidding? So then she asked to speak to a supervisor. She filed a complaint and was told the man was training TSA workers to detect contraband. 2 days later, she was told he had been disciplined. And now finally, after the story broke and it became really big, they had to save face. It's another one of those CYA things. And they fired him. So, I mean, not funny at all. I can't. Can you imagine your reaction to that? I think once she did a column for her campus newspaper and told the story through her eyes of, oh, this guy was training people, that's what they told me. He said this baggie was mine. I was practically hysterical at the gate, knowing that this wasn't. And then he said, oh, no, just kidding, it's mine, please, come on. And this is the problem. These are the people that are helping you and I be safe, not letting anybody with something sinister going on in their head, some kind of would-be terrorist, to get on a plane. These are the people that are one of the last gateways to getting on a plane. Please. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Feel it, see it, for today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
Everybody had a great weekend. We are back steering the ship all over the place. How do we stay on course? I don't know. We usually don't, do we? Kate Delaney, hanging with you. America Tonight, the name of the show. If you've never heard of it before, you can always chime in. I don't care what your opinion is. Every opinion is welcome. 800-259-5791. We might arm wrestle, but that's okay. Or you could flip us an email at americatonight.net. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Great. How are you?
Simply fantastic, as always, and both Hunky and Dory as well.
There you go. What's on your mind tonight? Did you hear the story, what I was talking about in Philadelphia? That, okay, there was TSA training, and this guy was training other people around him, other workers.
So he takes
this young college student that gets her upset, hey, is this yours? You know, whatever. And then she starts to cry, and she's, of course, because she's probably panicked, like, what are you talking about? And then he says, oh, no, it's mine, I'm just kidding. And he ended up getting fired, and he should have. What a dummy.
As they say in Quebec, c'est un malade, which means, was he sick?
Yes, c'est un malade, I got to remember that.
Okay, or, you know, you could do, since it was in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Take him down to the Wachovia Center.
And to strap him to the nets and have somebody fire a shot at him.
not even a chalk on. Okay, I don't. Now, let's talk about something that's also near and dear to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I happen. Okay, first of all, kudos to the Jets. They made it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, second of all, very. Okay. Now, will Brett Favre retire and unretire again? Your guess is as good as mine. Now, obviously, I'm not an odds maker in Vegas, and I don't know if the early point spreads are out yet. But I'm thinking, if I'm a betting man, and I took a gamble on going out with Julie, look what happened. Yeah, bloop, bloop. And I'm thinking Colts by six. At least that's the way I would look at it.
Wow, really? You think Colts by six? I think it's the Colts will be favored, but it's a question of the points. And six is a lot of points, though, Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to get six. You get a couple, but we'll see. The spreads will come out here shortly. In fact, I've got an early line on it, and I've got Colts by 2.5.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if you know what happened in Haiti, but there was a lady who was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Steve's favorite country. The Israelis delivered an Israeli medical team delivered the baby. So she, you know what she named the baby? Israel.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, and you heard what happened on a flight that was supposed to go from New York to someplace in Kentucky on Thursday?
What happened?
Okay, an Orthodox Jewish man was going.
Oh, saying the prayers, yeah.
Yeah, you heard about that. And that's all we could talk about in my synagogue on Saturday was either how dumb or how ill-informed ill-informed the crew was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the New York Daily News, which I happen to buy every day for its great sports section, so
they have a good sports section, yeah.
Yeah, too bad we can't get the Philadelphia Inquirer here.
That's a good sports section, yeah.
It's probably on the net anyway. Wouldn't it probably say, Kate Delaney, we miss you, please come back?
I actually have a couple of buddies that work for the Inquirer. They wouldn't say that. They would say, we're trying to keep our jobs. We don't even want anyone to apply for a job here. We just want to stay in print.
Yeah, they'd probably tell you to take a long walk off a short there with all due respect. But, I mean, we were talking about it in my synagogue on Saturday, and, like, how dumb. I mean, because I was talking, you know, was talking to Steve about it too, and he heard about it, and he was saying, you know, with, you know, all the times he's, you know, he's been here, and all the times my brother and sister-in-law have been there to see him, on the international flights, they're used to it.
Right.
Right. You know, like British, you know, they've flown British Airways, KLM, Air France, even the worst international airline. I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to get slapped with a lawsuit. A certain airline, and well, Al Al, it's almost like second nature, and it's like, why haven't these flight attendants, especially in the domestic airlines, been trained, you know, when it came to, you know, religious stuff? I mean, obviously, I don't know, you know, how religious you are, but before a plane takes off, do you cross yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I do, yeah. I mean, I think here's the problem with that.
Right.
You're getting into a different area because then you would have to take every religion.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get into, I mean, I agree, the thing that happened was weird.
Right.
But I think it'd be tough. Technically, I think it'd be tough to go through that.
Right.
How many religions are there? How many versions of religions? I mean, you know, there are recognized faiths, the Jewish faith, but then there you go, the Muslim faith,
mm-hmm.
Christianity, and it could create a lot of problems in the skies. It's unfortunate that happened. It should not have happened. I agree with you there.
Right. Because.
But I think they need training. I think the training actually should be how to spot something that's not right. I think that the flight attendants and the TSA folks and everybody else, they should be trained in the art of how to look for something that's suspicious. But that's sort of a little bit of a different deal. However, the thing that happened there was dead wrong. Sam, we got to fly. We're going to take a couple more. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right, we're going up to Canada again and to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, God must be punishing us Minnesota Vikings fans. You know, I think he's punishing the citizens of Minnesota for electing Al Franken. Who cannot count to 11? Why can't Minnesota count to 11?
I don't know. What a blunder. Again, the Vikings really should have won that game. Of course, there were turnovers and stuff. But I know you're referring to what happened with the guys on the field and Brad Childress, which was bad.
Well,
yeah.
They were playing Canadian football.
that's very good.
They had 12 men in the huddle.
You're right.
I think they thought they were north of the border or something. No, it's so crazy. Brent Favre was passing to a guy named Harvin who's half his age, a 40-year-old man. He was passing to his son, a 40-year-old quarterback passing to a 21-year-old receiver.
Yeah.
I think this is his last year. I don't think Favre is going to be back.
No, I don't either. I think this is his last year. You could see the one play where he got slammed and he was hobbled and came off. I mean, he can't take hits like that. He can't continue to take hits like that. I don't think so, no.
And also, Kate, the president of Pakistan a couple of days ago said that the government of Pakistan is no longer going to go after the Al-Qaeda warlords on the border with Afghanistan and Osama bin Laden. They're not going to chase after him, try to kill him or arrest him, and they're not going to permit the Americans and Canadians and NATO or whatever to go across the border into Pakistan to get them. So what are we doing in Afghanistan if we can't go after Al Qaeda?
Yeah, well that's the $2 million question or the $200 million question. Good point. I picked that up too. We talked about that when on the border. I don't get it. I mean, you know what? So they better be way deep into Afghanistan, but that border area, as you know, is where the hornet's nest is where all the training is and where they're coming out of.
And then the president of Afghanistan yesterday, he said that we have got to quit killing so-called innocent Afghani or Pakistani civilians. If the Al-Qaeda uses civilians as shields, if somebody's hiding behind civilians as shields and killing your people with impunity, I mean, there's no point. It's crazy. We got to get out of there. Start playing hardball with them, and if you have to kill civilians, you have to kill civilians. It's a necessary evil. But if we can't kill civilians, then we'll never win.
Touche. I agree with that, Al. Thanks. The problem is General McChrystal, thanks for the call. General McChrystal has really put a cap on that, and this is hampering the efforts of some of the guys in trying to smoke out the infidels and get them. They're very hamstrung because of the collateral damage. The collateral damage is always, is always played up big time. And you don't want to kill innocent people. Obviously, that's not the goal. But if it happens, the negative publicity of it and how much of an avalanche, if you will, comes down on America's back, that's what they don't want, or McChrystal doesn't want. So the idea is we will not suffer through any civilians being killed. And that's really put these guys who are on patrol especially on the front lines in a very, very precarious situation. And don't think that Al-Qaeda doesn't know it, the Taliban, any of these guys. Of course they know it. That's why there's setups the way they are, the human shields, like Al mentioned. It's infuriating. You know, war is hell. If you're gonna play hardball, you got to play hardball. But not these days, and certainly not under McChrystal's reign. What he's saying is no casualties whatsoever, no collateral damage. We won't have it. So you got a lot of guys that are worried about pulling the trigger. Stay with us.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a
Coming up, we'll talk about the Saints and the Vikings and the Colts and the Jets. If you were hooked into football, you were watching a lot of football this afternoon, wherever you're listening to me, or perhaps with the time difference, it would be a little bit different. I had a weird deal because I've been hooked into the Australian Open, which we're going to have Joe Drape on from the New York Times. He's covering the Australian Open. He's going to join us in the next couple of days from down under to give us the skinny on what's happening there. But it has been a lot of sports for me lately. Politics, sports. Speaking of politics, I always say this all the time. Politics is really now these days is absolutely like is cheering on sports teams. And Team Obama is, man, they are going down. The Gallup poll, I mentioned it at the top, is about 48-47, and that changes from day to day. But what's happened is especially with the economics, the high unemployment numbers that aren't really even accurate because there's the underemployed that you have to throw in there. And then, of course, the health care reform, what's happened with that, you can see the blowback. People were not happy. And the Democrats, I think, have to really, really, really think about a few things and push the reset button, if you will, and re-rack a couple of ideas. That's why I'm for that third party of Fresh Voice. Bert is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Bert.
Hey, good evening, Kate.
What's on your mind, man? What's going on?
A quick note on the TSA debacle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you or I walk into an airport, they got signs everywhere. No joking. You can go to jail for joking.
Absolutely. You know, Vegas, I'm glad you brought that up, Bert. If you go to Vegas, they have like a running thing, a running video strip that all the way when you're in line, it tells you, it makes you frightened that you can't even say anything, where they go over and over again, do not make any jokes, do not say anything. It's not even just a sign. It's a video warning. You're right.
Well, you know, the TSA should be subject to the same laws that people like me and you every day are subject to.
I agree. That was stupid what that guy did in Philadelphia. You imagine that young girl, she's traveling, just trying to go back to school, and then he does that, and she's you know, she was flabbergasted, didn't know how to respond.
It would have gave an old man like me a heart attack.
Oh, I would have had. You know what? You're right. I would have had. I would have been in shock because I would be thinking, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? This somebody plant." I would be thinking, "Why would someone plant drugs in my bag?" My head would go further down the road, and what am I going to do about this? Because it's not mine. Yeah.
Well, Katie, what I called about was the two seismic events that happened in our country today: the Supreme Court decision and the win in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could not believe what I heard from Andy Gibbs, the president's spokesman, today on TV. They clearly do not get it. To try to portray this as an endorsement of Obama's initiatives is beyond out of touch. You know, I've heard it even spun that that Massachusetts actually likes this health care, but they didn't vote for a Democrat because they already have it. Well, Rasmussen poll shows that only 26%, one in four Massachusetts, like their health care now.
That's right. That's
they
right.
They have the highest rate of health care insurance in the country. Not mm-hmm. only that, the highest rate of increase at over 10% per year in increased health care costs. So clearly the White House doesn't get it. On the Supreme Court decision,
mm-hmm.
well, I am thrilled with it myself, and I'll tell you why. For years and years and years, politicians and leftists have been making corporations their whipping boy. I mean, whether it be the energy corporations or this, that, and the other. Well, you know what? There's suddenly going to be very real consequences for attacking these people. These people do a lot of good in our country. And I'm just thrilled that now these corporations can respond to these attacks in kind and defend themselves. And
yes.
I see it as a complete win for capitalism. And I guess I'm a capitalist pig in the eyes of these left-wingers, but I'm thoroughly thrilled that these corporations can now respond unfettered to all these attacks against them.
Yeah, well said. I agree with you. If you believe in capitalism, then that's what should have happened all along. And who are they? They being mostly, I guess, Democrats, to come back and hurl insults at the Supreme Court decision. Because you know this as well as I do, they have their own special interest, and that's the thing. So what are they talking about? And the corporations don't go, they don't go to the candidate. They can't go to the candidate. It's whatever, it's whoever they want to support, whatever they want to do. Who cares? Why not?
Hey, Katie, listen to this. The corporations that the Democrats don't talk about, what about these corporations called NBC?
Yes,
MSNBC. Mm-hmm. These people are cheering machines. They don't have any problem with those corporations.
Right. Right. I get to your point, I get it. And plus, you got to remember, again, the special interests. What I said this, I've said this before on the air, but when you have six health care lobbyists for every one congressman and one senator, that's incredible. But those are a lot of companies that helped the Democrats get elected. So this is semantics anyway for them. I don't get it. But there's the White House is saying they're furious. They don't want to stand for this decision. But 5-4, baby, and it's the corporations can do it. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. You
bye-bye.
Hang loose out there. Bye-bye. Ed Schultz, by the way, it's interesting because he brought up Robert Gibbs. And Ed Schultz, very, very progressive. I guess I happened to read this somewhere today. He had some interesting things to say to the White House press secretary, or a.k.a. Flack. They had a conversation off the air, and he said he told him he was full of crap. I'm saying that nicely, by the way. And he said, I mean what I did. And Schultz said, I told Gibbs, I'm sorry you're swearing at me, but I'm just trying to help you out. I'm telling you, you're losing your base. Do you understand you're losing your base? Because what's happened is Gibbs has gone on the show because they're thinking, well, he's progressive. This is one of our guys. And he's what's happened with Schultz is he's saying that the Obama administration is giving up too much ground to moderate and conservative Democrats as well as Republicans on health care reform. And this is the funny part about this. Health care, nobody liked health care because the progressive, super progressive people and the super liberal people were upset anyway because there was no public option on this thing. So healthcare, he's right. He's right about that. They try to pander to so many different people, and they try to ramrod anything through that in the end they're getting their butts kicked, and they should be getting their butts kicked, because he's right about that. From the perspective of Obama and the White House and Gibbs, who this is his job, they are pandering, and they're not pandering to the people who got them elected. And so they've really just infuriated everybody. Take anybody, conservative, liberal, what, progressive, whatever you want to call yourself, independent, nobody's happy with it. That's what happened in Massachusetts. And to Bert's point, what happened in Massachusetts, I think, was a microcosm of what's going on in the United States. People are tired of it. They're tired of the same old thing. The empty promises, the no delivery, the we're going to have bipartisan cooperation, we're going to have change in this country. I mean, granted, it's just a year in, but some real balls have been dropped here. And they're juggling all kinds of stuff, but nothing has landed at this point. And can you point to that's been a major, major success? And this is the problem. If they're playing for 8 years, which they are, they're not doing a great job of it at all, at all. Got to mention this quickly, because often we have some real good insiders on. We have two different people we go to. Denny Kelly, a former pilot and aviation investigator. The guy's got incredible stuff. If I could only tell you half the things that he tells me off the air, oh, well, I couldn't. They would probably shut me down or try to go after me. But you wouldn't believe about what some of the things are that are safety hazards, things that are happening in the skies beyond what we sort of already know. And then DJ Frost talking about things that have happened in aviation and security and whatnot. You have this deal now with this plane, this Ethiopian plane that crashed after takeoff from Beirut. They had 83 passengers on board the plane, and they're saying it. What happened with it is it just disappeared from radar after it took off, and it probably crashed into the sea. So the plane was headed to Ethiopia. About 50 of the passengers were Lebanese, and they say that they tried to do whatever they could. That they lost contact with the plane for 45 minutes. And they believe that the plane, I mean, just boom, off the radar. They have not been, and no survivors, obviously. It couldn't be, right? They haven't been able to locate the plane yet. So what happened here? Ethiopia has its own airline. So you think of Ethiopian Airlines, it's been in operation since 1945. I guess internationally it's had a good record normally. So, and there's enough traffic for tourists. Who knew? I had no idea about this until I started looking up some stuff on it. So unfortunately, there apparently has been no survivors. It crashed into the South Sea of Beirut, and it was struck, they're saying, it was struck by lightning. Wow. Struck by lightning. It's interesting because we just talked about how that can happen with planes. They had a couple of planes that were taking off in California, and they decided that they couldn't have planes coming in and out of Burbank with all the rains last week. And because two planes were hit with lightning. So then it becomes that question of, was it risky for them to take off in the first place? All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk about those two big bad football games that unfolded on Sunday. Some people are celebrating and some people are drowning their sorrows. Stay with us. Did anybody nail the score?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Backs off set. Give it to Peterson. He takes the ball. The Saints have covered it up at the 9-yard line. And so the Saints get the football back. Shanko and Rice to the far side. To the near side, it's Taylor along with Berrien. Far pumps, delivers, and it is intercepted. It's Vilma back on his feet to the 31-yard line. Jonathan Vilma with another interception, and Favre is shaken up.
Brett Favre is down, and he's writhing in pain. And now he rolls on his back at the 47-yard line. Brett Favre clearly was destroyed after the play. He gets up.
Two receivers to the near side. One Harvin who checks into the backfield alongside him. They give it to him on an inside handoff. Harvin drops the ball, and it's on the ground. It's still on the ground. Saints trying to cover it up. It's loose. Scoop it and scoring. The Saints are trying to do so. It's Remy Adell who picks it up. He won't be in the end zone, but finally the Saints are able to come up with the loose ball. Oh, catch made. Berrien drops the ball. Stripped by the Saints. They cover it up at the 6-yard line. The Saints take the ball away again. The dangerous Bernard Berrien goes in motion. Far half roll out to the right. Has all sorts of time. Throws it. And it's intercepted. This is Tracy Porter. He's coming back with it to the 40. He's to the 45. And taken down at the Saints 47-yard line with 7 seconds remaining in regulation. Snap. Placement. Kicked by Hartley. And it is. Yes, the Saints are marching to the Super Bowl in Miami. 31-28, they beat the Minnesota Vikings. So they finished off Minnesota's chance for its first Super Bowl trip in 33 years. And, of course, the opportunity to finally maybe win it for the first time after being denied four times. Wow. The Vikings have lost five straight NFC title games. It's been tough. Has to be a bitter pill, certainly, for the Minnesota Viking fans. We're going to talk to Matt in a second. There were nine fumbles, two interceptions, and the biggest, biggest blunder, I think, belonged to either Childress, the coach, or Brett Favre. Favre was flushed from the pocket in that final minute. He looked like he had room to run. He definitely had room to run to set up a field goal, which would have been the play. But his left leg was bothering him. He was injured in the third quarter, a big hard hit. He threw cross field. He was intercepted, picked off big time by Tracy Porter at the 22, and that changed the shape of what happened there. They go into overtime. The Saints win the coin toss, and their kicker, of course, nails it through the uprights, and that was the end of the – he got into position, had a I think it looked like a chip shot, 40-something, and nailed it, nailed the game shut for them. The dome goes crazy, and the fans are excited about this NFC Championship game. In 2 weeks, it'll be Super Bowl time. Wasn't easy for the Saints. They were only in their second conference game. Remember, they lost at Chicago 3 years ago. This was really a game that I thought the Vikings were going to win. I'll tell you what, Adrian Peterson, he scored, three touchdowns for Minnesota. And the Vikings won the possession. It was all about the possession. They had it. They definitely had the battles of the yardage, but they were undone by the five turnovers, including the three fumbles. Wow. Too many turnovers. After the game, Peterson said, you know what? It's just eating me up inside. It is eating me up inside. Wow. A tough, tough loss for the Vikings. An exciting win for the Saints, who now are the underdogs going up against the Colts, who beat the Jets. The Colts are favored by, just got a line from my buddy in Vegas, 4 points. They're favored by 4 points. Matt, nobody nailed the score. You actually would have nailed the score if you had had the Saints. You said the Vikings would win it 31-28. I said the Saints would win it 37-28. Again, the final score was the Saints 31-28. Chris in Connecticut had the Saints winning it 31-27. Wow, just a point away. So it was a tough loss, wasn't it?
It's the most depressed I've ever been after watching a sporting event. This includes the 98 season where everyone thought that we were going to win the Super Bowl, too. This is worse. And I think I did nail the score because if Brett Favre doesn't throw that pass and just runs a little bit, 3 yards or so to his right and slides or goes out of bounds, Longwell hits the field goal, we win, and game over. But not
wow,
to be.
What happened there? And so I guess because of the injury, he just thought, I can get this ball there and just didn't think of the run.
I don't know about that. And then Childress, I mean, we had a timeout. And Childress, coming out of the timeout, we have 12 men in the huddle, which how do you do that on the most important drive of the season? You have a timeout, and you come out with 12 guys?
Uh-uh.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. That was one of the worst things that happened. Absolutely. And, I mean, you heard what I said about what Adrian Peterson said. I mean, he even tied a conference championship record. He set a Vikings postseason record, the three rushing touchdowns. You know, all the magic was there, and it was just blown. All the air had to be sucked out of Minnesota. This was a tough loss.
He needs to learn how to hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
And give him some super glue. Like every time he runs with it, it's kind of flailing out by his arm.
Yeah.
He needs to get the Tiki Barber procedure done because he used to fumble all the time, and then finally he was holding it high and tight. That's what Adrian needs to do. He's the best running back in football, but not when he's fumbling.
No, I agree. Absolutely. There was another game before this that I'm sure Matt was watching and some of you were watching as well. I'm a big NFC girl, but I love all football, and I've covered the AFC in my career, and I watched the game, of course. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I watched the game. like you did. And in so again, to re-rack, nobody nailed the score. But we'll do a nail the score coming up in our, and we'll do it next week too for the Pro Bowl. So I know it's a throwaway game, but maybe someone will win on it. We'll have the Pro Bowl nail the score, and we'll have the Super Bowl nail the score. The Colts nailed the Jets' hopes to the wall, 30-17. The Jets made it interesting in the beginning. The Jets looked like wow, and see that you always know that's the case. I think with. Certainly with Peyton Manning. I didn't think, I said this, that it would be exciting if the Jets won, but I didn't think they could beat the Colts. And sure enough, I mean, it's Peyton land. It's all about Peyton and what can he do, and can the defense hang in there, and does he get enough protection on the offensive line? So, you know, Peyton Manning, the four-time MVP, throws three touchdown passes. And the Colts were down. They were down 11 points. 11 points, first half deficit, baby, and they ended up toppling New York, and I knew they would come back. I knew in that they would. I was surprised they didn't come out hotter out of the gate, but they're there. So, and you look at what they were able to convert, because really, I look at third down efficiency so often. The Jets were 6 of 14 on third downs. The Colts were 4 of 11 on third downs. And then you look at turnovers in that game, much different than the game we just talked about, just one on each side. And time of possession was pretty much split down the middle. But what happened was the Colts got what they needed. They got a couple of field goals when they needed them. And, of course, they got the touchdowns, the Peyton Manning touchdowns, made a big difference. Garcon made a big difference in that game. He had 11 catches and 153 yards. Pierre Garcon was like a human highlight in watching him in that game, especially in that second half of the game. And you know, he's a guy from Haiti, so you could see Haitian flags, kind of a few of them around the stadium, and pretty much at the end, I think they raised a Haitian flag at the end to honor his family and friends who still live there. And the Colts are back in business after winning the Super Bowl. What was it, 3 years ago? Wait till we break down that game. Sanchez, by the way, Mark Sanchez was the fourth rookie quarterback to lead his team to the title, to the conference title game. He lost. But I think that you'll see him back in that territory sometime in the near future. We'll be doing that nail the score thing. Don't forget, coming up this week for the Pro Bowl, we'll do it. It'll be on Thursday in our third hour of the show. So make sure you call us. You don't have to know anything about football. You just pick the score.
Can't miss the Vice game. Twin City!